I'm here with Chase DeCoit, NCBA Director of Animal Health and Food Safety Policy. So something that we're monitoring closely is a proposed rule coming from USDA that's going to impact traceability in the cattle industry. Can you tell us a little bit more about that issue?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Hunter. NCBA is actively watching the rulemaking process by USDA on mandatory electronic ID. We are aware that the agency is moving towards a proposed rulemaking, likely by the end of the year, that would transition the industry and the mandatory ID rules that the agency currently has in place to an electronic ID standard. And one of the reasons that they are moving in that direction is to decrease the amount of time it would take to do a disease traceback in the event of a disease outbreak. NCBA's grassroots policy supports that move towards electronic ID for the exact reason that I just stated, to make sure that if there is a disease outbreak, our industry is best prepared and best suited to respond quickly and accurately with the least amount of impact on our producers as possible. And so we will look for that rule if it comes out as we expect it to, which would transition those tags to move to an electronic ID system. We'd be supportive of that, and we look forward to engaging with the agency to make sure that the proposed rule is reflective of the needs and the asks of the cattle industry in having an effective animal disease traceability program.
So traceability is a topic of conversation here at NCBA Summer Business Meeting. Can you dive into the conversations that are going on here and what producers are working on?
Yeah, exactly. Earlier this year, NCBA's president, Don Schiefelbein, appointed a NCBA traceability working group, and that's specifically to work on animal disease traceability and where the industry grows from here. So that work started earlier this year and allowed all of NCBA's state affiliates to appoint members to that working group so that the policies moving forward were reflective of our membership across the country and reflective of the needs of cattle producers, no matter their geographic areas or production methods. And so that group is actively working towards delivering a report at our cattle industry convention in New Orleans in February with some goals for the industry to achieve and to make progress on disease traceability. It's been a conversation for our industry for a very long time, but I know the leadership of NCBA is looking towards making true progress to ensure that our industry is best safeguarded against any sort of disease outbreak and the impacts that it could have on our producers.
So I know traceability has been an issue that producers have been concerned about in the past. What is your message to those folks who just want to get a better sense of why we're doing this and why it's important?
Yeah, you know, personally, I think, I believe that disease traceability is really an insurance program. It makes sure that in the event of a disease outbreak, you can quickly understand potential impacts to your herd or understand if your herd might be impacted and what signs to look for. Additionally, it can ensure that cattle producers that are not affected by a disease outbreak can get back to commerce as quickly as possible and to ensure that they are able to remain a viable business. It really is a safeguard for our industry to make sure that we have an effective and understandable disease traceability system.
Well, Chase, thanks so much for talking to me. Again, that was NCBA's Chase DeCoit here at the Summer Business Meeting in Reno.
Thank you.